From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama says the United States will respond to Russian hacking during the presidential election, even as the FBI said the Russians intervened to help Donald Trump win. Speaking in his last end-of-year news conference as president, Mr. Obama said the United States will respond in a way and at a time of its own choosing.
Our goal continues to be to send a clear message to Russia or others not to do this to us, because we can do stuff to you.
When asked if he believed the hacking was responsible for the election loss of Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton, Obama said he was going to let all the pundits in this town have a lot of discussions about that. Mr. Obama said that once he told Russian President Vladimir Putin to, in his words, cut it out at a G20 summit in September, he saw no further evidence of hacking. The president said he has had similar conversations with China's leader Xi Jinping about hacking U.S. companies. Meanwhile, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump met Friday with Department of Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson a few days after the state of Georgia asked the incoming president to investigate failed cyber attacks on a computer network that were traced to DHS. Georgia Secretary of State Brian Kemp, whose agency oversees voting in the state, said that Department of Homeland Security was responsible for multiple cyber attacks on his agency's network shortly before and after November's election. After an initial review of the matter, Johnson said a federal contractor was routinely accessing the network to determine whether new contractors and employees were properly licensed. This is VOA News. The U.S. Defense Department is demanding that China return an underwater drone it seized while it was collecting unclassified scientific data in the South China Sea. A civilian-manned U.S. Navy oceanographic ship was recovering two of the unmanned underwater gliders about 40 kilometers from Subic Bay in the Philippines when a Chinese Navy ship approached and took one of the drones. The Navy drone is a glider that can be programmed and moves automatically through the water, collecting data on temperature, salinity, and other scientific factors used for sonar operations. Syria's government has suspended the evacuation of civilians from eastern Aleppo Friday after blasts and gunfire were heard in parts of the city. Both the rebels and government forces accuse the other of breaking a fragile ceasefire agreement. Syria's government says the rebels broke the agreement by trying to smuggle heavy weapons and hostages out of Aleppo. The rebels accuse the government of suspending the evacuation as a way to pressure them into releasing civilians from two government-held Shiite villages currently under siege by rebel forces. Elizabeth Hoff is a World Health Organization representative in Aleppo. She says that thousands of people who were waiting to leave, including many children, have had to return to their homes.
Now with the operation aborted, they would have to go back to their houses. And this is a great concern to us because we know that they are desperate to get out.
Russia's defense ministry says the evacuation is complete and added that all of the women and children have been moved from rebel-controlled neighborhoods. The ministry says only radical and intransigent militants remain. Meanwhile, outgoing UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says the United Nations has failed the people of Syria. Speaking at his last news conference as Secretary General, Mr. Ban said the people of Aleppo have been suffering too much for too long.
Aleppo is now a synonym for hell. As I told the Security Council 3 days ago, we have collectively failed the people of Syria.
Mr. Ban's term as UN chief is officially up January 1st when Antonio Guterres takes over for a 5-year term. The U.S.-led coalition fighting Islamic State in Syria and Iraq has destroyed 14 Russian tanks captured from Russian and Syrian military forces near the city of Palmyra. Pentagon spokesman Navy Captain Jeff Davis told reporters Friday coalition airstrikes also targeted 3 artillery systems, 2 Islamic State-held buildings, and tactical vehicles that had been captured by Islamic State. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.